In the words of Tim Kasher, I've got a story to tell. Those are the only words from Tim Kasher that I'm going to be using. But before that, hi, welcome to the home for anime. I am GPC Great Podcaster Cali. Let me tell you my story. When I was just getting out of graduate school, I was kind of having a hard time finding a job. You know, we're still in the swing of the pandemic. Everybody's got something going on. Everybody's trying to get back into the workforce. Either you have a job or you lost a job and you're trying to get another one. Well, I'm up here with, you know, my master's degree and everything, and I'm thinking, oh yeah, this is going to be easy. I do not interview well. I do not interview well at all. So I ask Ryan, you all know Ryan, my precious best friend, I ask him for help. I say, what can I do to interview better? I get so nervous. And he says, whenever I had to take a test in college, because he's an engineer, he had to take, you know, those hard engineering tests. He said, I would always, before we started, I would put both of my hands in the air and it would look like I was yawning. But what I was really doing was putting my arms up like I was doing a victory lap. Like I'm in my home stretch. I've got this. So I did that. I tried that, you know, not just when I was interviewing, but also when I was applying for jobs. So I would apply for jobs. I would put my arms up like, you know, I got this. I'm winning. This is going to be great. And, you know, over time, I start getting interviews, and it's great. Well, at one point, I start watching the anime that we're going to be talking about today. And I'm so impacted by a pose that I had seen in the movie Promare, and that I had seen floating online with Gurren Lagann, which is something that I need to watch. And from Kill la Kill, I recognized it as the Gainax pose. And it was the earliest iteration that I had found at the time of the Gainax pose. So I was so entranced at the young woman in this anime who was just pulling off the meanest Gainax pose out of all Gainax poses that have ever Gainax posed in my eyes. Take a shot every time I say Gainax pose, but do it with water so that way you're staying healthy. Matter of fact, just because of that, Gainax pose, Gainax pose, Gainax pose. Thank goodness you can listen to podcasts when you're on the toilet, so pee cleanly and think of me or listen to me. You're welcome. But I finish this show, and before I have my interview at the job that I am currently at, a job that has brought me a lot of opportunities, I put on my formal wear that I had just bought the night before, and I hit the Gainax pose. I stand up, I do the Gainax pose, and then I sit down, I log into Zoom, I have one interview, and this is a kind of bigger job, so you expect there to be multiple rounds of interviews. One interview, a few months later, Mr. GPC, that's not what they called me, we'd like to offer you the job. And so I was so happy, and I was so thankful that one of the greatest of all time, Hideaki Anno, created this anime that had the meanest Gainax pose. I'm pausing so you can get your drink. That I had ever seen. The meanest that I had ever seen. And that anime's name is Really? Whatever, that's not going to get old at all. So, Gunbusta. Is an OVA by Hideaki Anno, who is also known for His and Her Circumstances, Re Cutie Honey, and, of course, Neon Genesis Evangelion. And it's kind of a mix of the name itself, but also the plot is a mix of Aim for the Ace and Top Gun. It's really wild and out there, but basically there's this girl named Noriko who had a dad who is a famous pilot, and she's like, I want to be a cool space fighter pilot person with my mech. And just like Aim for the Ace, she doesn't really get it at first, but her coach sees this potential in her, and she just gets in. That's the first episode. They're just going to space by the end, and it just gets really cool from there. Like, this is a really cool OVA, which is why I'm talking about it. But yeah, it's just that, plus the over-the-top silliness that came with Top Gun starring Tom Cruise, if you remember that, which I hope at least some of you do, because it's cheesy, it's fun, kind of like Aim for the Ace. But yeah, that's pretty much the plot, just Noriko piloting a gun, which is just a giant mech. You can tell that Anno was kind of getting in his mech bag with this. And of course, hitting the Gainax pose with such ease with Noriko. I'm watching you. I hope that you took that drink. The characters are kind of a mixed bag, you know. There are some weak characterizations, like for the coach who I said found Noriko. I don't know, he was there. He was a copy and paste of the Aim for the Ace coach. And Nae-san is very caring for Noriko, but I mean, it's pretty much the same thing as Aim for the Ace. I would say she's more caring, but not that much more interesting. Noriko has development over the course of these six episodes, but it's only six episodes. I think the longest maybe 35 minutes, but I'm tempted to say it's just 30. Yeah, it's one or the other. These episodes aren't terribly long, but really, a lot of the characters just take a lot of inspiration from Aim for the Ace and Top Gun, which, again, I'm fine with. This is kind of just silly. It can be epic, but it's ultimately just silly to me. And that's not to say that there isn't a huge amount of merit to this work. It is really cool. The art direction and the animation, look, we've all been where I'm about to say we have been. If you follow any retro account on Instagram or Twitter, you've definitely seen the one of Noriko jumping on her bed, and her boob just does this weird motion. But all of that to say, the jiggle for Is he actually going to let me say it? For gun. God damn it. Our astronomical. Pun intended. I would say it's actually very well animated. You know, everything, well, not everything, but a lot of things from the 80s and 90s, they are really surprisingly well animated than what younger viewers may think, or people who started their anime journey mainly watching things from mid to late 2000s, 2010s, or, you know, pandemic watchers who, mind you, everyone has their own merit. Everyone who watches anime and enjoys it is an anime fan. But there is most definitely a stark difference between anime that was released in, you know, 2015 to 2024, as opposed to anime that we watched from the 70s and 80s and 90s. It's just different, and it's really good. When you're just introduced to one thing, you don't always know that, but it's all great. They all have their own merits, but it's really good to watch. I mean, really, we should watch more retro anime, all of us. That's part of why I love 90s anime fashion so much. She has dedicated her entire page to making sure people watch older anime. But that's just a side note. This is really well animated. There's not really any jank to it. Everything is smooth. Almost always beautiful, really. The vacuum of space and the monsters there, they're beautiful and haunting and scary, honestly. I actually was aghast when I saw some of the monsters, or I guess you could say aliens, in Gunbuster. Alright, you're just fucking with me at this point. But the fights are also, they're just exhilarating. This is a peak OVA, which is what you could expect from Hideaki Anno. I also like how distinct the character designs are within the universe. No two people who you're supposed to be paying attention to look the same. Really, there's not a generic copy and paste of many, if any, characters in the forefront or the background. I think there's a lot of care taken with these designs, and I think it's neat. I think it's really good. Now, the music for Aimed for the Top. Yeah, that's right. You can't say anything now, can you? The music for Aimed for the Top is fucking awesome, dude. I am telling you. It is high octane. It can be sweet when it needs to be, but it's always just a ton of fun. It gets you hype. I think that this is also, just on a more serious note, I think that this is a really important piece of anime history. I think that it's a really key piece of Gainax's history. I think it's a key piece of Anno history. To say that it helps you understand where both ultimately end up going, I won't say that that's necessarily the case, but it's a landmark for both. And really, I think it's essential just for, I think it's essential for anime. I think that the impact of Aim for the Top is understated to this day.
To this day!
But I think it did a lot right, and it could be studied more, And it could be a gateway to a lot of different animators, a lot of different directors. Because really, studying Aim for the Top is essentially studying cinema. It's a great starting point. You study cinema, you study anime. It gets to be an extensive project, but for media scholars, I think that it is very worth it to watch this OVA. In the end, I recommend Gunbusta. Okay. I recommend that. There's a lot of space jargon. It's a really fun mecha. It's really enjoyable overall. And even though there aren't a lot of similarities, it's kind of a good semi-introduction to Evangelion, at least because you are familiarizing yourself with Hideaki Anno. And it's also just interesting to see how this and Nadia, the Secret of Blue Water, kind of ramped up to showcase what his style would become in Evangelion. And for all of that, it's definitely worth a watch. You can buy a Blu-ray copy of it from Discotheque. It went into print a hot minute ago, but it's definitely worth picking up. But with all that being said, if you want to follow me, you can do so on Instagram at AnimeAlphaGoat. If you want to email me recommendations, you can do so at ouranimehome@gmail.com. If you want to support what it is that I'm doing, then please consider subscribing to the Patreon or the Buy Me a Tea. And everything can be found on my website, ouranimehome.com. I might actually try and do a blog post for Aim for the Top. I'm not sure, but I might. It's just a lot of fun. It's good, I'm telling you. But thank you all so much for listening. And with that, I am out. Gunbuster. Gotcha, motherfucker.